Chapter 10. It was mid-afternoon when Lexi pulled into the Brook Ridge Falls Police Department parking lot. She'd finished the day's baking and left Cassie in charge at the cup and cake, then dropped the final guest list off at the wedding planner and reviewed the menu. Now she just had to get her shoe back, and her day would be complete. She felt pretty confident that she'd be welcome at the BRFPD because she'd brought her secret weapon, a box of goodies from the bakery. Pushing open the double glass doors, she walked up to the desk.
"Help you?"
The woman behind the chest-high desk that separated the lobby from the inner workings of the station asked mechanically, without even looking up. Lexi recognized her from previous visits to the station. The name on her uniform, Bristlecone, helped jog Lexi's memory. Lexi slid the oversized box onto the counter. "Hi, Officer Bristlecone. I was hoping I could talk to Detective Davies." Bristlecone looked at the counter, her eyes lighting up when she saw Lexi, or was it when she saw the pastry box? Either way, she seemed receptive to Lexi's request.
"Oh, hi, Lexi. Let me see if she's in."
Bristlecone stood up and peeked under the lid of the box. "Please help yourself. I brought them for everyone," Lexi said. Bristlecone picked out a brownie, wrapped it in a napkin, and stashed it under some papers on the corner of the desk.
"Thanks. I'll go get Davies."
Lexi tapped a cherry red nail on the counter while she waited. There wasn't a lot of crime in her little town, and the station was quiet. A few of the uniformed officers were sitting at metal desks in the squad room, busy with paperwork or phone calls. She knew from previous visits that the door on the left opened to the hallway that led to the regular offices and interrogation rooms. She'd been back there many times to visit Jack in his office, and now wondered if Davies had her own office. She didn't have to wait long to find out. The door opened, and Davies appeared wearing skin-tight black jeans and a black t-shirt with what looked like graffiti on it. She snapped her gum at Lexi.
Miss Baker, did you come to confess?"
Lexi frowned at the small blonde. "Hardly. In fact, I'm sure by now you have enough evidence on the fiancé, or you should.
Come on in, so we can talk."
Davies jerked her head toward the hall and held the door open. Lexi grabbed the pastry box and followed her. Pastries always worked when she wanted information out of Jack and the other detectives. She didn't know if they would have the same effect on the disagreeable Davies, but it was worth a try. Davies' shoes clickety-clacked on the beige industrial tile floor, and Lexi studied them with envy. Black patent leather stilettos with steel-spiked studs. Davies might not be the sharpest detective on the force, but she sure did have good taste in shoes. Lexi wouldn't mind a pair of those herself, and was debating the wisdom of having the same shoes as the detective when Davies stopped in front of one of the offices, causing Lexi to almost knock her over. Davies turned around and gave Lexi a mashed-up face look.
"Hey, do you mind?"
"Sorry, I didn't realize you were going to stop here." Davies rolled her eyes, pushed the door open, and gestured for Lexi to go in first. The room was large, with four desks set up one behind the other. Lexi remembered that it served as an office for several people. Only the higher-ranking detectives like Jack got their own office. Davies led her to the last desk and pulled a chair over for Lexi to sit in. The top of the desk was littered with papers, post-it notes, and several bottles of nail polish. Lexi pushed the pastry box across the surface.
"So, tell me, what evidence should I have on the fiancé?"
Davies sat with her elbows splayed on the desk, hands steepled in front of her, her chin resting on top of her fingers.
"Well, I assume you know he's missing," Lexi said.
"Yes, I know that.
But how do you know that?"
Lexi felt a tingle of uneasiness.
Well, he wasn't at home yesterday when I took my grandmother there to visit the neighbor." "Right. I forgot. You were visiting the neighbor. Davies flipped open the lid of the pastry box, took a sniff, and then leaned back in her chair. That's a pretty big coincidence that he happened to live next to Ms. Maynard's fiancé. Lexi shrugged. What does it matter? Surely you can see the fiancé disappearing after a big fight as a pretty big clue that he did it. Fight? Davy's left brow rose a fraction of an inch. She didn't even know about the fight? Lexi wondered how much of Davy's job she'd have to do for her in order to get the case solved properly. Yes, his neighbor heard Veronica and her fiancé, Stuart, having a big fight the day she was murdered. Davies sat up in her chair and grabbed a notepad. What about? I have no idea. But he said she drove off and Stuart peeled out after her, Lexi said. So I'm pretty sure that clears me, and I was hoping I could get my shoe back. That's way, Jimmy Choo. That's a nice shoe. Lexi nodded. Davies pulled out a piece of gum and shoved it into her mouth. I'm not convinced about this. Plus, I think it's strange that you know so much. You might be the real killer, lying to make it look like... The phone ringing on Davies' desk interrupted her, and she picked up the receiver. Davies, she barked into the phone. She narrowed her eyes at Lexi. And where did you find him? Davies scribbled something down on a piece of paper, and Lexi fidgeted in her seat. She just wanted to get her shoe and get out of there. I'll be right there. Davies slammed down the phone and stood up. Was that about Stuart Wiggins? Lexi wondered if they'd found the fiancé and hoped that he'd confessed. Yes, it was. Davies came around the side of the desk and sat on the corner facing Lexi. He's dead. Lexi sucked in a breath. She wasn't expecting that. But it made perfect sense. He was probably so distraught over killing Veronica that he killed himself. Such a sad thing. Did he leave a suicide note? Did he admit to killing Veronica? Guilt battled with hope in Lexi's chest as she asked the question, feeling bad that someone's suicide could clear her of suspicion. Suicide note? Davies wrinkled her face at Lexi. Stuart Wiggins didn't commit suicide. He was murdered.